Welcome. You are listening to the Better Together podcast with Callie and Rosario Picardo. We take on topics involving marriage, ministry, parenting, communication, relationships, and other subjects that our listeners want to hear more about.
Hi, welcome to the Better Together podcast. My name is Roz Picardo.
And I'm Callie Picardo. We're so glad you've joined us. This week we are diving into a new topic as we do each week. This week we're talking about being in no hurry.
So what does it mean to be in no hurry? Really, the idea for this podcast came to me a few weeks ago in confession time. I was in the car and I was trying to get the girls to daycare, and it's always a challenge getting them ready and dressed and into the van. And as
we can't rush a toddler.
You can't rush toddlers or babies.
They should be doing this podcast. They know how to be in no hurry when we need them to hurry.
And so I needed to drive across town about 35 minutes away and then needed to drive another 20 minutes after dropping off the girls. And so I was speeding and I got pulled over, and I instructed the girls that daddy broke the law, and I used it as a teaching moment for them, and I definitely got a speeding ticket, and it was very costly and learned a valuable lesson. But really, at that point, I felt like the Lord was saying, you need to slow down. And it wasn't just, you know, physically speaking with a car, but it was truly slowing down with my life and with my schedule and the rhythms that I have. And so that caused me to reflect, what areas do I need to slow down in? It seems like our society is always on the move. And it's easy to be on the move when we have our cell phones always attached to us or a piece of technology, and we're always connected. Because when we always are connected, we have a hard time to detach and a hard time to really practice Sabbath rest.
And it's hard to be present, too, when you're always trying to go on to the next thing, get done, keep moving. And I know one of the things that I've been trying to practice, because everyone says the kids grow up and you miss it if you blink. So I'm trying not to blink. I'm trying to, when the kids are home, we have a great sitter, so they're at daycare during the week. But then when they are home, I'm trying to be present with the kids, which often means putting down the phone and getting down, sometimes even getting down on the ground, but spending time cuddling with them. Like, they just want time with me. Our kids are 4, 3, and 1. So they actually want to spend time with us now, which I hear doesn't last when they become teenagers. So I'm trying to be mindful and present with the kids, not worried about what needs to get done next. Or when I need to do something, seeing if there's a way to do it with one of them, which again makes it taste twice as long. But it's important to get that quality time in. And when I'm in a rush, I miss it.
So, you know, what we have started to do really is looking at our schedules and holding each other accountable. Callie is better at this than I am, but how much are you trying to pack in to one day or to 1 week? Are you scheduling back-to-back meetings? Maybe you're in a job that's 9 to 5 and then you have commitments outside of that. Are you having some sort of buffer in between? Because I would ask myself why I felt so exhausted at the end of the day or even in the afternoon, and I discovered that I just went through my day having consecutive meetings without having any kind of buffer. And so how do you look at your schedule strategically, and not for you to accomplish more in that day, but how do you get the most out of the day without killing yourself?
Some of it's living mindfully too, like actually taking a pause, taking a breath, not just barreling through, but having a little bit of that margin. So one of the things that helps me, I'm very much of a to-do list person. I'm not as guilty as packing my day full of meetings as Roz is, But I am so guilty of packing my day full of things that I'm going to accomplish and I'm going to get them done. And I start working through and just barreling through that list without taking a pause. And so I'm starting to try to hit the pause when I get done with one thing rather than just going on to the next thing in my list, taking some deep breaths and checking in with God and saying, God, what would you have me do now? Because sometimes it's not even something on my list. And so today I managed to start off my day that way too, which is even better, but I'm not great at that. Normally it's midway through and I think I just need to check in with God and see what I need to be doing. But this morning I actually started the day off that way when I got to work and said, God, what are the most important things today that I need to focus on? And tried to just write down a couple things that those were going to be my focus rather than letting emails take over. And then sometimes I'll stop and journal midday just to reconnect with God, or I'll put on some worship music, or I will get up and stretch, or even if it's a nice day, walk outside for a few minutes. The internal taskmaster says, Callie, you can't do that. You're supposed to keep working. But honestly, if I get up and just go outside and take some deep breaths of fresh air, sometimes I come back more refreshed, and able to really worship God while I'm working better. And be more present and more open to the Holy Spirit moving through me than when I'm trying to be super productive and accomplish a lot.
So oftentimes we think that success means that we have to burn out. Recently in a blog that came out by Carrie Newhoff, he talks about this. And it was something that I wrestled with because we often think of success as going so hard, never taking a break, never resting, and depriving ourselves and even our families of quality time. And so when you start to get tired and resentful and possibly are not sleeping well, and you can look at some of these other patterns, you have to ask yourself, are you really living into God's fullness of that abundant life that God has for you? And so, you know, as somebody who works a few different jobs, I have to ask myself that question. Now, I'm fortunate. I love what I do, and it's amazing that I get paid for it, but I can't do it all. And so I know my limits, and I've had to stop taking on additional projects at times because I want to really go deeper with what I'm already doing. And so a lot of times we find ourselves in a hurry, busy, and work a lot, so we don't have to like stop and think and really contemplate how our life is going or what's going on with us.
And the crazy thing is sometimes when we do have those moments of pause, when we actually stop or we go on vacation and you're still and all those thoughts come rushing in, it can be scary. You can start to wrestle with, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Some of those questions come up that don't come up when we're busy. Moments of loss, moments of grief surface as well. If you've been avoiding grieving, sometimes that comes to the surface too when you stop. But it's healthy because if you don't ever pause, that stuff continues beneath the surface. We've mentioned before, we also check in with our spiritual directors, and that gives us an opportunity to pause and reflect and walk through this life more mindfully, more aware of God's presence too. Where's God working around you? It requires taking a moment to actually look up and notice, God, where are you at work around me? I was focused on my day this morning as I was driving the girls, and my mind was gone to my to-do list, and I started realizing my four-year-old is singing a made-up song about how Jesus loves her and lives in her heart and made everything in the world. And it was not on key, but it was, oh my goodness, so beautiful. And I just had to stop and reflect and just realize, God, look at what you're doing to my little daughter. Look at her love for you and just how she's growing in her faith. But my mind was elsewhere until I realized what was actually going on, and I could have missed the moment there.
So, you know, some of the ways that you can be in no hurry and lose the sense of urgency is by really having a realistic outlook and view just on what your output is. What does it need to be during a given week or during a given day? Think about, are you having recreational time where you're spending time with friends and family, or is it always work? It has to be a balance. It can't be always work and it can't be always play. So there has to be a balance in between. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you exercising and trying to be good to yourself? And nutrition is a, you know, a factor along with, you know, that physical activity that really helps make a difference and gives you the energy that you need.
Also taking a Sabbath. And I know that it's hard to take a real day to rest, but it's a way of saying, God, I am not in control. You are. I'm trusting that if you said I need rest, that I do need rest. And I'm spending a day not being productive, and I have such a hard time sitting still, but those are some of the best days. And I really try, it ends up being mainly days to spend with the kids, but I try to get a nap on those days too. And if you can't get a, you know, like an all day Saturday or an all day Sunday or an all day Monday type thing, I've known a lot of people that'll practice actually what the Jewish people did, where it's kind of a sundown to sundown. So, you know, if they, it's Friday, this, late Sunday or late Saturday, Friday evening to late Saturday evening, or it's, you know, noon on Sunday to noon on Monday, whatever it is, but carving out that time to really say, okay, God, I am a human being, not a human doing. God, help me just to be still and trust that what needs to get done will get done and what doesn't can wait.
So we want to encourage you to slow down, reflect, and be mindful of God's presence during your day. Don't just be in a rush and run from one thing to the next, but really be prayerful about what God would want you to do in that given day or in that season of life that you're in, because seasons look different and there's different expectations and really call in terms of what you're supposed to do in that particular time frame.
So slow down. Don't get speeding tickets. Roz, don't get speeding tickets. And take a pause with the Lord. Be open to the fact that it doesn't all depend on you. And just see what God really has for you in this season, in this moment, right now, as this podcast is ending. What does God have for you next? Take a breath and ask God.
So until next time, friends, we ask that you be good to each other. Be good to yourselves. Remember, we are better together. Share this podcast with someone you know, and we will see you, or you will not see us, but you will hear us, hopefully, next week.
Take care. God bless.
God bless you.